This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
You are a cat woman. Every sight, every smell, every sound incredibly heightened. Fierce independence, total confidence in human reflexes.
The film Catwoman opens in theaters today. Its star, Halle Berry, fights evil with a whip, circular kicks, and backflips. Berry learned many of the fluid cat-like moves while training in an Afro-Brazilian martial art called capoeira. Day-to-Day producer Shereen Meraji has more.
In a martial arts studio in the garage of a faceless industrial building in West Los Angeles, Beto Simas encourages about three dozen students to train harder. They call themselves capoeiristas, and they pack the room, repeating kicks in unison to the beat of a huge drum. Beto Simas is Mestre Boneco, a capoeira master from Rio de Janeiro. He helped found the martial arts school Capoeira Brazil. Mestre Boneco gave private lessons to Halle Berry in preparation for her role as Catwoman, and wouldn't be out of place in a Hollywood flick himself. He's got the body of an action hero, a perfect tan, and sparkling green eyes. In his native Portuguese, he explains that his goal is to use films to spread capoeira all over the world.
I think capoeira is going to bring to Hollywood the activity that it needs. Capoeira teaches socialization, sensibility, people of all walks of life and colors clapping, singing, training together. Who knows what Hollywood will take from it? But it's art. It's something that's beautiful that Hollywood can utilize.
A martial art where people clap and sing? To find the connection, you have to travel a long way from Hollywood to where the roots of capoeira lie, in Brazil, by way of Africa. Across town in south central LA, a group of capoeiristas sing in homage to Angola. These capoeiristas call themselves angoleros, and they practice the original form of capoeira.
We trace our lineage to Africa.
Kenny Ferguson is an angolero with the Los Angeles branch of the International Capoeira Foundation, or FICA LA.
Yeah, I can trace my lineage to an African man who taught my mestre, Pastinha, who taught mestre João Grande, who taught mestre Moraes, who taught my mestre, Junanji, who's teaching me.
Capoeira is said to have developed in the quilombos, or runaway slave communities, in the mountains of Brazil, and in the sensalas, or slave quarters, of Brazil's plantations. There, African, indigenous, and Portuguese culture combined, and slaves taught one another a new form of self-defense to help them fight for their freedom. Alexis Lowenstein is an angolero who also trains with FICA LA.
But it was illegal, and anyone who was caught practicing capoeira could be imprisoned or put to death or badly beaten. So capoeira, the fighting style, was disguised in a dance, and music was added, and that's how, when you see capoeira being done, you'll see a roda, there's instruments, there's people singing, and there are people playing.
The music dictates the motion of the two players. In the Angola style, the music is slow and soulful. In the call and response, the capoeiristas lament hard living on the plantations, praise God, and thank their teachers. The players move around each other within a circle, or roda, provoking one another with kicks and foot sweeps. They move with grace, often balancing the weight of their bodies on one arm or their head. While the rich cultural history of the Angola style appeals to some, the intense energy of the newer form of capoeira, regional, has mass appeal. Capoeira regional is played to a faster tempo. It incorporates kicks from Asian martial arts, takedowns and sweeps from capoeira Angola, and acrobatic flourishes like backflips and aerial twists. Capoeira Brazil student instructor Oshay Vida.
Capoeira regional is way more explosive, it's way more energy driven, and it takes more than just to do Angola. Angola is a good martial art, it has its roots and everything, but I just think regional is more personality driven.
Vida studied acrobatics and Chinese martial arts his whole life. But when he saw Capoeira regional, he knew it was right for him.
I'm not Chinese, I'm black. I feel like a black man training something is part of my art form, even though it's not directly from the United States, but it's a part of our cultures that we lost and we didn't get a chance to have.
Vida wants to devote his life to training and teaching capoeira in the United States. He practices 6 days a week with Mestre Boneco.
Show your teeth!
Show your teeth is one of Mestre Boneco's favorite phrases. His dream is to see capoeira receive the recognition it deserves on and off the silver screen. Until that happens, Mestre Boneco has this advice.
Come take capoeira. You're going to love it.
For Day to Day, I'm Shireen Meraji.
To see capoeira for yourself, go to our website, npr.org.